the concept of using lavud and using kanez for the poles of the sukkah, even if they're not going to be one solid block, one solid structure, you can use a kane as long as they're within three tefachim. That was the assumption of the Braisa. This springboarded us, just one line within the Braisa, Dav Zayin, that's discussed, a doifen sukkah and a doifen Shabbos being used for kane next to another kane within lavud of each other, springboarded us to a sugah on Dafta Zayin that we won't see otherwise, but really is going to be very fundamental for our analysis of Hilchos Sukkah. So if you remember, the Gemara said, Amr Rav Ami Pasar Bo Mashu Matir B'Sukkah. Rav Ami was of the opinion that you can use a board of four and change Tfachim to be the second wall, according to Tosis, for the Sukkah. Mishim Daifet. Umukun Lavapachos Mishleishas. How do you use it? You put it within lavud of that first wall, which was a full wall. And since it's within three, so now you add 2.9 plus 4.1. 4 plus 3 is what, Rabbi Isai? Is the shear of a sukkah is 7 tefachim wide. So now you have a second wall, even though you don't have a wall, that's actually 7 tefachim long. My komashmalon, what's the chiddush? Zok the Gemara. Ha komashmalon shear meshach sukkah k'tana shiva. Chiddush of the Gemara is that the limited sukkah is that it's 7 tefachim wide. Says Tosis, the Gemara is mashma, that the only thing you're allowed to use is a 4 tefachim wide board. As Tosis, why can't we be machshir even with using less than a 4 tefachim wide board? Whether Tosis starts off to split up the board into 2 tefachim and change within lavud of each other, and that within lavud of the other wall. Or Tosis says, even if you want to break it up more, you can break that down into be a half a tefach each board, and have that to be a half a tefach and change, and then that adding it up to be a little bit more than one, and then you're going to have it within lavuds, you're going to add the three lavuds to make a wall of 7. So that was bottom line, Tosis kasha. So what does Tosis say? Let's just be medayik in Tosis. Says Tosis on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Da'afilu, it's about three skinny lines down. Da'afilu asa kol tfanas asuka kana kana b'pachos migibol k'sheira. And I have proof that the walls of a sukkah works as long as I stick the poles within lavud of each other. What's my proof? Kedisanya le'el, like the Braisa says earlier, where? Zayin Amud Aleph, which is whose daf?
Our
daf. Doifin sukkah, kedoifin Shabbos. Good? So Taisa says, don't tell me that lavud doesn't work, because I have a braisa that tells me lavud works. Good? V'ein shayach l'chalei klal bein sukkah shel gimel tfanas l'sukkah shel arva. And don't differentiate, Max, listen to this, v'ein shayach l'chalei, and don't differentiate between a sukkah with 3 and a sukkah with 4. Not sure what that meant. Ben, easy. Go back to the Super Bowl. Whoa. Va'od kasha, excellent. Va'od kasha, tvei de b'shnei pasim sheish b'chol echad. And then Tosis throws in his second calculation. Says, I don't even need boards of 2 and change tvachim. I could break it down even more. How do I break it down even more? De b'shnei pasim sheish b'chol echad chatzi tefach umashu. A little bit more than a half a tefach. You add, I don't know, 0.6 and 0.6. Where's Jeremy? Jeremy's not here. Ethan. What's he waiting for, Mashiach?
He's going to get coffee,
though. I got sukkah to finish. What do you think? We're going to start on time. Who left? I'm finishing sukkah. Who left? We're finishing. You could break down the wall even more to have structure that's much less, as long as we're within love with each other, and you're going to end up with 7 tefachim wall. So what's Tosis? Yay. Answer, drum roll, please. Because you all saw the sugya in Erevin. Have a look at Mechitza Shel Shesi. Says Taisis, I'll tell you why. Because if you're going to stick in these poles, then what? You're going to be in violation of the mission of the Gemara in Erevin. What's the violation of the Gemara in Erevin? That it's going to be Mechitza Shel Shesi velo Mechitza Shel Eir. Good? Gevaldik.
Not really.
What in the world does that mean? What am I bothered by with Taisis, Rabbi say? Fundamentally. Yeah. Well, even without Rashi, right. Pretty much, yeah. How does he deal with Rashi and how does he deal with the Gemara on Daf Zayin? And moreover, Rabbeisai, Tosfos himself is aware of Daf Zayin. Because we just pointed out that Tosfos quoted the Gemara on Daf Zayin. So comes along the Marsha, and the Marsha starts Shvissing. And the Marsha says, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? So there's one way to resolve this idea, says the Marsha, which is a derech to resolve many different contradictions and toisvesim in different sugyos, and that's to discuss and to present what we presented yesterday, which is that there isn't one opinion about these weaker walls. There are many different opinions. Says the Marsha, Tosfos meant what he said, and he said what he meant. That what? There's a mechitza over here that is shesi without Erev. And mechitza without shesi without Erev is no good according to whose opinion, Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. And says the Marsha, that's what Tosfos was referring to. How do you deal with the Gemara on Daf Zayin? Says the Marsha, no problem. That Gemara in Daf Zayin that says you can have a mechitza of Shesi, a Kone and a Kone and a Kone, was going according to who? According to Rabbi Yehuda. And the answer to the stira in the Gemaras, according to the way Marsha says, is what? Is a machlokes tanoim. That's the gist of the Marsha. Now there's one additional point in the Marsha, and Rabbi said, you'll see in a second why it's very important that I'm highlighting what I'm saying. It's going to affect the Mirpeset. It's going to affect the Lovitz straps. It's going to affect many cases of Lamaisa that unfortunately many people don't know. But according to the opinion of the Marsha, says the Marsha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to make a distinction between Mechitza of Shesi and Mechitza of Erev. Now, where does the Marsha get that from? So we presented, first of all, yesterday, that from the Gemara and Erevin, you already see within a different sugya of Omid Murbala Paratz, that if you have more structure than opening, that the Gemara assumes that Shesi would work, and the Gemara is not sure that Erev would work. Which means the Gemara is presenting that fundamentally, a mechitza of vertical poles, as opposed to a mechitza of horizontal poles, is a much stronger structure. Now I'm going to show you that the Marsha got this idea also from this sugya itself. And it's also based on our Gemara in Daf Zayin. Now bear with me, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara, if you go on Daf Tes Zayin Mebeis, everyone look at the Gemara. The Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin Mebeis says the following statement. It's the Gemara on top of the Gemara we just read on Tes Zayin Mebeis. Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav Vimi, by the dot, by the Aleph of the Rambam. Machzelas Arba, you have a wall that is four tfachim, umashu, four and change. Materas besukkah, it could work as a sukkah. Mishum doifen, and that could be a wall. So the Gemara says, where is this machzelas hanging? Where is it existing? So the Gemara says, hechi avid. So the Gemara says, talile, you're suspending it in the air, be'emtza, in the middle of a wall, pachos mishlosha lamata. Under three tfachim from the ground, so therefore you have what? Lavud to the ground. Everyone with me? Upachos mishlosha lamala, and you have some sort of pole or something on top of it, that now makes it lavud to that entity. And now what do I have, Rabbi Isai? I have a four tfachim wall, four tfachim and change, wall in the middle of my sukkah suspended, that now is within three and within three, and now that works as a mechitza of ten. Everyone with me?
Just talk about
air. What? Excellent. We'll get to there. Excellent. What?
You have a sukkah, schach over here, comes along Rav Chista, and he says you can use a four tfachim piece. How do you do that? Make sure it's within three of here, and within three of here, and now you have a ten tfachim wall.
Good? So Gemara says, listen to the Gemara. Gemara says, it's the old din of lavud. Anything within three is as if it's closed up. So Gemara says, pshita. What's the chiddush? Of course it works. Gemara says, ma'u d'seima chad lavud amrinon, trei lavud lo amrinon. Gemara says, maybe I would have a havamina that I could only say lavud once, but I can't say lavud what?
Twice.
Kamash b'la, and then I could even say lavud twice. Now, Max, don't connect this to the Reb Kiva Eiger, because these lavuds are not dependent on each other. And Reb Kiva Eiger was only talking about halachah Moshe B'Sinai's that are dependent on each other. Kamash b'la.
Why would you think
that?
Once you have one lavud, it's
good. Good. Frek Mendi v'teima. Look at Taisus. You'll see in a second why I'm doing this. Taisus, the Ramaskal Maldesema. The Tema. You're telling me what? That you could say Lavud twice. Mendy says, of course you could say Lavud twice. Why is that a Chiddush? Tema, the Hanami Mils de Pshitale, the Makshirin Lea, Kana Kana, Pachos Mishleisha. What's Taisus Kasha, Rabbi Yisai? Everyone tell me what Taisus Kasha is. Daf Zayinam and Aleph, what's Taisus Kasha? You think it's a Chiddush for you to say Lavud twice? You skipped up Zion. My rabbi said a brisa. Frek Taisus, no chiddush in this Gemara. Everyone hear what Taisus is asking? The Gemara on Daf Zion says you could have kana and kana b'vad shaloye yoiser mishloish tvachim. As long as the poles are within three of each other, then they're good. So why is there a chiddush in this Gemara to tell me that I could say love it twice? Oh, see. So Naftali was mechav in the Taisus answer. You looked or you said it? Geshmak. Zok Naftali, Rabbi Yisai, here's the raya. V'yesh laymar, v'shem esalkadai del chalik ben shesi leirv. So Taisus already is introducing to us what? That what's stronger?
Shesi.
The Gemara Dav Zayin is talking about shesi, and this Gemara Machzeles is talking about Erev.
So why would one be stronger?
Oh. So now you want to know why one is strong. That's what Schultz asked me. So, the Rabbeinu Peretz says a Svara. We can look, if you have Ozer other Gemaras, turn to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Excellent. That's exactly what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. Excellent. So talk to the Rabbeinu Peretz. In the back of your Gemaras, we have the fancy Gemaras.
Where is it?
It's in the back.
It's on the same
page. It's Tessayin Obeis, yeah. So where is it in these? It's by the... They fancy up the Rambans and the Ravids here and those others. They have the Toseftas. And then they have the Sefer Aruch. And then they have all the Balei Taisus. Just go to the back. And it's not the last thing. So look at the Rabbeinu Peretz on this Gemara. Tessayin Obeis, Rabbi Sain.
It'd be before the
I'm not sure it's in there. I don't think it's in there. Trei lavud lo amrinon. Tema de amrinon be'erev in le'el kana pachas migimol ma'ani avagav di'ik abba har be'lovin amma amrinon trei lavud. So basically there have been a parents asked, not shockingly, you'll find this often that the Teis HaRosh and the Balei HaTeisus all ask the same questions, but sometimes their answers are nuances. And by the way, Rabbi Yisai, in addition to the Marsho, when you're struggling on a Teisus and you can't get fully what he's saying, Tosfos HaRosh is usually very helpful to figure out what he's trying to say. More developed answer. So listen to the Rabbeinu Peretz. Yishlomer da'asa ma'ir b'shesi shekenu derech mechitza. Listen to that, David. Listen to what he's saying. Yishlomer da'asa ma'ir b'shesi. The Gemara in Daf Zayin is talking about vertical poles. Shekenu derech mechitza. Because that's the normal way to make a fence. V'hocha shemesim ha'mechitza ba'avir. But over here, where you're hanging things in the middle of the air, that's not a classic mechitza. You guys want to debate this with me? You want to disagree with the Rabbeinu Peretz? I'm not interested in doing that. That's what the Rabbeinu Peretz says. It's classic mechitzas to be stuck into the ground, connected to the ground, like David said. And to have something just hang in the air is a little bit more of a chiddush and not a classic mechitza. So this is what the Marasha says, that we would have been mechalik between shesi and eruv. Good? Bad. End of Marsha. That's the way the Marsha resolves our sugya.
with the Sugyan Dev design.
Rabbi Yisai, I have a problem with the Marsha. What's my main problem, Rabbi Yisai? It doesn't take great shakes. You don't have to be a Chacham Lev to say this Marsha. To ask this question, the Marsha.
If the Gemara seems to imply that Erev works, then why does Tosfos seem to imply that it doesn't?
You would need both. So, I think I'm just going to add some, just phrase what you're saying. I think this is what you're saying, and a little bit of the
rent. So, here's going on with Rabbi Yossi, and how could you say, how could the Gemara say
that? Yeah, and even more. What, give me something more without the Sugya. Aside from the fact that the Gemara doesn't say anything, like what David's saying,
Tosfos doesn't say anything!
Rabbi Yisai, the Marsha is saying something, a Graysa Chiddush that's not found in Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai. What? Which words are not found in Tosfos?
Rabbi Yehuda.
The Marsha only makes sense of Tosfos if you say, by the way, this whole thing is a Machlokes Tanan. Neither the Gemara on Daf Zayin said anything about Rabbi Yehuda, neither did the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin say that it's only Aliyah to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Marsha creates this big bombshell. By the way, this is a fundamental Machlokes Tanoim based on the mission on Erev and Tes Zayin Obeis. I get it. I understand it. I understand why you're boxed into the corner. But Lamaisa, what? Iker Chaser Minha Sefer. Marsha's pshat is very problematic. It just doesn't seem to work. Yeah.
And the other Tosfot that Marsha mentions that is on that is like Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, and that sacks even stronger. The Tosfos before our Tosfos, 10 seconds before this Tosfos, beautiful. The Marsha saying is going Aliyah to Rabbi Yehuda. Come on, that's problematic. Now again, it's not for me to argue with the Marsha. I understand why the Marsha needed to do this. You know why? Because the Marsha wanted to learn our sugya like a mensch. You can't forget about Daf Zayin. And therefore he had to come onto this difficult teretz and be toiled in a machlokes tanoim. But Rabbi said, this is going to have tremendous ramifications, la locha, as we'll see in a second when we end the sugya. So therefore Rabbi said, came along the Magad Avraham, and the Magad Avraham in the beginning of Simin Tav Resh Lamed, which is not such a well-known Magad Avraham, but it's a wild Magad Avraham. And it's an exciting Magad Avraham. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, says the Magen Avraham Rabbi Yisai, in which scenario? In one scenario. What? Or if you only have what? You only have
one or the other.
Three mechitzas. Says the Magen Avraham, the way you learn the Tosfos is, we hold Mechitza Shel Shesi without Erev is no good. And that is La Halacha. It's not only according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That is the Psak Halacha when it comes to Sukkah, according to Shitas HaTosfos.
What do you say about three?
But says the Magen Avraham, that is only in a situation where your Sukkah only has what? Three Mechitzas. Says the Magen Avraham, no. Three mechitzas. However, says the Magen Avraham, if you have four mechitzas, then what? You are allowed to rely on Lavud, Bein Beshesi, Bein Be'er.
For all four walls?
For all four walls. There's a difference, la'alacha, between a structure, says the Magen Avraham, and a sukkah that is surrounded by walls on all sides, as opposed to a mechitza that doesn't have walls on all sides, then love it will not work. So how do you stim that with the Gemara and Dav Zayin? Says the Magen Avraham, very simply. The Magen Avraham and Dav Zayin was talking about, the Gemara and Dav Zayin that says, mechitza kana kano bovad shelo yeheba shlosha tvachim, was talking about a scenario where what? Where you had sukkah, where you had walls on? What? Four sides. Therefore, you could use it. That's why you could use it. However, Tosfos, which says, is being medayik from Rav Ami, that love it doesn't work. That's even a love of Shoshesi. But what? It's talking about a scenario where you have three walls. Marav Rabbeisai. The Magen Avraham is saying, it's a little bit of a difficult, hard read. But by the way, Tosfos already brought up this chiluk. In the beginning of Tosfos, before he got to the Yesh Leimer, he says, and don't tell me that there's a difference between three walls and four walls. So the Magen Avraham said, by the way, when Tosfos gives us the Yesh Leimer, he's reviving that and don't tell me. He's saying, no, when you have a mechitza shel shesi v'lo erev, that's problematic for sukkah. Just having lovin in a sukkah is really no good, unless you have a wall on every side like he was mechalik earlier. In my opinion, Rabbi Yisai, to the best of my knowledge, this is the only place that you find a halachic distinction between a three-walled sukkah and a four-walled sukkah. Anyone who learns Masechah Sukkah knows that what? We paskin like Rabbanon, that mechitza shnei tfanos and shlishi afilu tefa. Okay, you might need some additional stuff that we learned last week, on the top of Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, a little bit of a Tzuras HaPesach, a little bit of a Tefach Shochek. But bottom line, Rabbi said, what do you need? Three walls. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, sometimes you're going to need what? Four walls. And where do I get this from? From Tosfos and Daf Yudzai. Because otherwise, I can't explain the stira between this Gemara and Daf Tezayin and the Tosfos and Daf Yudzai and the Gemara and Daf Zayin. There has to be a distinction. Not between Tanoim, like the Marsha says, the Magen Avraham says, but rather between a three-walled sukkah and a four-walled sukkah. So anyone who tells you there's no concept of four walls in a sukkah, it's not true. It has nafkaminas for lovin. And Rabosai, what's going to be a ramification for the Magen Avraham, is that the Magen Avraham is not going to make a distinction between what and what? Between Shesi and Eir.
Doesn't matter.
Now, when you analyze according to the Magen Avraham, Rabbi, we'll have to make charts. When you analyze according to the Magen Avraham, and you look at the canvas sukkah, that you want to be machmir, and you want to make sure that you have a sturdy wall, so you're going to put ropes around the sides to make sure they're within lovin' of each other. So what's going to happen over here, Rabbi? Let's see. I'm now buying this canvas sukkah from the sukkah depot, and I want to be machmir from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yishai, so I'm going to put ropes around.
I don't use this.
I used to be the expert.
Rebbe, double square.
You have to double square.
Oh, all right, that's what it is.
Make a square, and you make a square on like the bottom left corner of it.
That's the way I was taught.
It's so much more complicated.
Just do it.
Wow. Bada bing, bada boom. Rabbi, so now, these are canvas walls, all right? So they're blowing in the wind. So what do I do?
Wow. Rabbi, did you think you were
going to... No, I didn't.
Wow. This is a tough one.
Ooh.
One more.
One more connected. Great.
Wow.
That's why all the canvas... What's the reason
to have
the
canvas? Now these are with all in three talking of each other going up to 10 tfachim. Rabbi Sai,
you need four walls.
According to the Marsha, would this be good?
No.
Marsha would pass all this. You're trying to be machmir, Marsha saying you're wasting money. According to Marsha?
Why is Ari?
Exactly.
Yeah, he said it doesn't work.
Exactly. It's not chessy.
No, he says it's Mahopias.
And we don't paskin like that. We paskin only like Rabbi Yehuda by Shesi based on the Tosfos before.
You could save yourself by adding vertical ones.
Okay, now you have the Magen Avraham. Now you have the Magen Avraham. One second, you have the Magen Avraham. Rabbi said, "What's he going to paskin over there?" But that's Chomer up. It'd be good, right? Here's the problem.
What happens if?
Stop. Let me talk. Here's the problem.
door.
Rabbi said you need to get into the sukkah. Okay? So a lot of people, what they do is... Listen! Slow down, guys. A lot of guys go like this to connect to the kitchen.
Not okay. That's good.
Not okay. Why is that okay?
It's not all four sides.
Because in order to get Magen Avraham's shot, you need to have a sukkah on four sides. So now, you have to figure out... You got to take one. You got to figure it out, okay? That's the gabbai, the chumras of... So either, maybe, if you have some way of having it partially on the fourth side, so then the Magen Avraham will be machshir. You don't need the whole long sukkah of it. You just have to have a wall on the fourth side. So if you have something, it's just hard to create that. If you have some pole over here to create
no,
it.
So like you have a door, and it connects.
Yeah, if you have a door, but you have to have a way to have ropes on the other side. Practically, it's going to be very hard, because a lot of times the way you're connecting the poles... The way you're connecting the Lovitz straps, the ropes, is you're wrapping it around the canvas poles. The poles that are the canvas is connected to. Yeah. So it's usually all or nothing.
They have those holes
that have a doorway, it stops.
There's always a doorway.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to have ropes on half of it. There's no pole going over
there.
No,
there's
always an extra pole. So if you have that, fine. Good. Excellent. So you need that fourth wall, according to Magen Avraham, to get that shot over there. Rabbi Isai, one second. We still have to get back to the Mirpeset.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't understand this Magen Avraham, Rabbi Isai. Where does this come from?
Yes.
Where do you get this from? How could you say such a thing?
Rabbi Isai,
I want to first answer you conceptually, and I want to answer you from the text of a Tosfos, which I found, and I think is a riot to the Magen Avraham. And it's a big chiddush, and it changes our perspective of sukkah from the entire year. But Rabbi Isai, you do see that there are halachic ramifications. Conceptually, how do you understand the Magen Avraham? So let's try to understand, first of all, why is a mechitza without shesi ve'eruv? What's the logic of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold that you need a crisscross motion? What's the logic of that? So the answer is, Rabbi Isai, is that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda held very simply that if you're just going to have poles, no matter what direction it is, okay, that's a weak structure. You can squeeze through. That's not really a fence. That's a mechitza grua. Okay? That's the whole yesod of that sugya and eruv. It's a weaker wall when it either only has eruv or it only needs as shesi. Okay? If you want to make something a better structure, you have to have a weaving motion. You have to have a crisscross motion. You have to have something that actually blocks things from getting in and creates a real wall. Okay? So now comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, okay, I could deal with a mechitza grua if that mechitza grua is protecting me on all four sides. Meaning, what kind of pushes the other side of the scale and outweighs the fact that it's a mechitza grua and a lack of protection and a lack of dira and a lack of structure by the fact that there are openings either with shesi or with eruv can be outweighed by the fact that this is more of a dira by the fact that it's what? It's surrounding me on all sides. Now that I have some barrier that's surrounding me on all sides, I can now live with the fact that it was a mechitza grua, because now it's acting as more of a dira structure by the fact that it's a barrier on all sides and it's hovering over me. You want to create a dira and something that's livable and only have it on three sides, says the Magen Avraham, then you got to have walls. Then you got to have boards. Then you got to have something that's a real structure. You want to have a weaker wall and make that look dira dick. So then says the Magen Avraham, then you got to have it on four sides to surround you fully. So that's the svara conceptually where the Magen Avraham is saying. You had something that was lacking in these mechitzas of shesi or eruv, and now I am tipping the balance and now gaining from the fact that it's surrounding me on all sides, that now is going to make this weaker wall more of a makom dira by the fact that it's surrounding me on all sides. That's conceptually where the Magen Avraham is coming from. But halachically, where did the Magen Avraham get this from? If anything, Tosfos only threw the Svara out for a second in a fleeting Havamina and said not to say it. And the Magen Avraham comes with a Chiddush and he says, by the way, this is what Tosfos meant in the answer when Shesi below Erev is not going to work. Who told him this? Where does he get this from? Rabbi Isai, you think it's just a random Magad Avraham? I put it on the Maamar Mekoymish. It's a Mishnah Brura that quotes it La'alocha. This is halachic psak. This is what the Paiskim are choishish for. You want to use lovud? Says the Magad Avraham, says the Mishnah Brura quoting the Magad Avraham, you better have four walls to your sukkah. So don't ignore the fact that you grew up in pre-1A thinking that a sukkah has four walls. Magad Avraham and the Mishnah Brura just brought that back to life. In the cases of Shesi below Erev or Erev below Shesi. There are some times that a sukkah has four walls. Now, you might ask people and they might think, what do you mean, sukkah, shlishi afilu tefa, three walls, nothing ever. Not true. Not true. Not from our way of resolving the sugya on Daf Zayin and the sugya on Daf Tes Zayin. Not true. But where did the Magen Avraham, where do we have a halachic source for this? So Rabbi Isai, I found the Tosfos. Anyone have a Rosh Hashanah for me? We'll say it outside. Tosfos of Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis is asking Akasha that he deals with a few times in Shas and all the Rishonim deal with. We mentioned it in the past. It's a fundamental sugya. And everybody said, those of you that are learning the third parak, and all of us that are Mirtz Hashem are going to learn the third parak, this is a fundamental sugya for the third parak. How many times do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, everybody said? 100 kolos. Why? What's the reason we blow? How many do we really need, bottom line?
30.
And is 30 a din vade or din safik? It's a din safik. To cover all our bases, right? So theoretically, if you just want to cover all your bases, and that's why if you're going to have a tzkiyah shofar after davening, like in the nursing home that we do down the block from my shul, or if you go to someone's house that wasn't able to make it, you're going to blow 30 kolos. But why do we decide to do 100? Everybody say, what does the Gemara say? Rosh Hashanah? What?
Because it doesn't really count until you learn something 100 times.
No,
there's
not
the exact
form
of
the
Sisra.
It's Satan,
right?
To confuse the Satan.
We should have gotten that.
Sisra is the type of kolos. Yeah. Yalala, Yavava, that's the one. But this is the number of the kolos.
What does that mean?
So the Gemara says, Kedela Ariv is Hasata. Good. So the Gemara says, Kedela Ariv is Hasata. So now, as Tais Akasha, so now you have a takana on combination based on Kedela Ariv is Hasata and also learned out from Sisra. So now, how do we know that we're allowed to do this as Tosis? What about the issue of Baal Tosis? You're not allowed to add to the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Torah said you could do this, so you adding more. If I add a fifth min to my tefillin, Rabbi Yisai, the fifth parsha, what? Well, yeah, that's the din d'oraisa of Araya, that's what I'm doing.
You're enhancing, you're not adding.
So there's a major machlokes Rishonim how to answer this question. So the Rashba has his approach, and Tosfos has his approach. Tosfos says, when you're repeating the mitzvah again and again, the same exact thing, and you're not changing, you're not adding a fifth parsha of the tefillin, you're not adding a fifth min to the lulav, that's not an example of Baal Tosef. If you're repeating the same exact mitzvah, that's not a violation of Baal Tosef. And Tosfos says, I'll give you a proof. My proof is what? That you can what? That you can blow a shofar, we're talking about, but Rosas is explaining that. It says, you can sit in a sukkah with not only three walls, but you're allowed to sit in a sukkah with four walls. Okay? And Tosfos has other rayas. And this might have ramifications, everybody say, that you could add more than three hadasim to your lulav. The Rambam holds you can have tons of hadassim because it's all lanoi, like you said, and it's just repeating the same thing. That wouldn't be Baal Tosef. Yeah.
I guess it's like a question of where do you draw a line? Like where do you...
Tosef seems to be drawing a line that you're doing the same exact thing. You're not changing it at all.
Does that even have to hit it at all or no?
It doesn't seem like from Tosef. In the Rambam, it sounds like he made a distinction between hadassim and aravos because hadassim adds more noise. So according to the Rambam, it would have to be more hidden. Like, I don't know, you have to know, I can't remember if it's Beferish and the Rambam, what he would hold about two love.
Right,
meaning Hadassim, would he be more no? According to the Tosos, there would not be Baal Taisis.
In all these situations, if you're going to hold that it's not Baal, that it's just hitter, then like, if you throw an example in front of me.
It's true, it's subjective. You're asking it subjective.
Yeah. Subjectively,
according to the Rambam's approach, but according to the Tosos, it's objective. You're repeating the same thing.
It even goes from like one extreme, it literally goes from like one major extreme to the other extreme. I mean, you're going from I'm picking out Esrog out. Let's say, that's a bad example, but like, that wouldn't be politics. But like, let's say the fourth wall, like it could, not the fourth wall. And any situation where
anytime Tosa says you're doing the same exact thing, you will never be over Baltos. So now Tosa says the walls of a sukkah are a bad example to my premise. He backs out and he reneges on this Tosa, on this idea. Why? Says Tosa. Bottom line. Give me the translation. I'll take anything.
They don't come in English.
Yeah, don't do toast one in English.
Toast. Listen up. Another example, it says, if you say Birkas Kohanim for one tibor and then do it again for the next tibor, it's not Paul Taisif. Listen to Taisis. Umisukkah ain lahavi raya. Don't bring a raya from sukkah. Masha ain oiver ba'asa. It's responding to my voice. Masha ain over ba'asa dalad mechitzis af al gavda amrin and stein kol chazan shlishu fiyo tefach. Please ask, and shouldn't there be a riot from the fact that you can make a sukkah four walls even though technically it's kosher with two and a little bit? T'chol shekein k'sha oise dalad mechitzis tvei odif t'have teshu k'ein t'adru. What's Tosfos to say? Because there is halachic significance to having a fourth wall. Why? It makes your sukkah more teshu ke'en taduru. So the fact that you're adding a fourth wall would not be a raya and a proof to this idea that if you're just repeating again and again with no halachic significance, then it's not a violation of baltosis. Because over here, you're enhancing it. You're making the sukkah more kosher. How am I making the sukkah more kosher? It's more teshu k'ein taduru. Why? Because there's a structure on all sides of me. My Rebbe Rabbi said, we already found from the Tosis halachic relevance to the fourth wall of a sukkah, which in the Gemaras is never found. Tosis is telling me that I can't bring a raya to the idea of Baal Tosif that if you repeat it, it is allowed and permitted for Baal Taisa from Sukkah, because over here, there's something fundamental that's being added to the mitzvah by the fact that there's a fourth wall. It's more Teshu Kein Taduru. It's more kosher, the Sukkah. Marv Rabbeisai, that's exactly like our Magen Avraham. That's exactly like the Magen Avraham saying the distinction by a Mechitza Grua, by a Shesi without an Erev, or an Erev without a Shesi, by four walls as opposed to three, because it's more Teshu Kein Taduru. Kein divrei atosis in Rosh Hashanah by the sugya of Baal Tosif. Yeah, Max.
Sounds like anything more than four walls is Baal Tosif.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or would have to rely on Tosif's first answer. Yeah.
So this strengthens the opinion of Rosh Torah now, going all the way back.
What?
You said by Rosh Torah that the diagonal.
Oh, excellent. That's exactly where I wanted to go. Excellent. Ah. Moira Abaisai, we started the sugya, we started the semester with a kasha that I already gave one answer based on the Briskerov. But according to this idea, perhaps we have another answer to that idea in the Gemara of Reish Tur. Why would we rather, says Rashi, why would I rather the Tefach be like this? What's the Mila? What's the Maila? So Rashi says the Maila is Arba Mechitzis. We ask the Kasha. Loi matzinu v'loi shamanu v'loi ra'inu. A concept of arba mechitzis. Where in the world is Rashi coming from to say arba mechitzis? Moir v'rabbeisai, we found our concept of arba mechitzis. We found our tesis in Rosh Hashanah. If you remember, we gave a different pshat, which is also a good pshat, that this is a wall, but also a stima, like the Brisker Rav in the last sugya. Two pshatim on why this would be better. Rashi didn't mean, but it's not, the other pshat was not as geshmak, because Rashi says arba mechitzis. So what we suggested in the last sugya, based on the Brisker Rav, arba mechitzis accomplishes what? Not only being a physical structure, but also enclosing, creating a stima. And it accomplishes both. But if you look at the words of Rashi, Rashi says, no, there's a concept of four mechitzas in a sukkah. So, where does that come from? Our place Rosh Hashanah, our Magen Avraham. Excellent.
Would you be able to use the Lovat straps horizontally with that diagonal? If you're going to count it as four?
According to this pshat, I hear your cheshbon. The answer is no. But then, I hear that. Yeah. We don't paskin like that day of Rosh
Hashanah.
Yeah, in cheshbon, you're right. 100%. Sir Rabbi Isai, now we go back to our original question. According to the Magen Avraham, this is a problem. According to the Maharshal, even on the fourth side, this is a problem, right? So now I want to go back. I want to go back, and the Magen Avraham would only allow this if it was on the fourth wall. How would the Maharshal allow this, Rabbi Isai? Was there any way the Maharshal would allow such a sukkah? If you would change what?
Direction.
If you would change the direction, you'd make it vertical instead of horizontal, according to the Maharsha. According to the Magen Avraham, it's crucial just to decide how many walls you have it.
You need both.
So now, comes along Rav Uzner, and Rav Uzner was asked the question about... I don't have it on me. Anyone have it?
Yeah.
Rav Uzner was asked the question about the Mirpeset. The Mirpeset, you have what? You have Shesi without air. So the... Rav Uzner, what?
I can't picture what does a mirpeset look like exactly.
A mirpeset is a porch.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have, instead of block walls, sometimes you have like metal poles.
Along like the edge, the ramp.
No, along your
it's a balcony.
A balcony.
Yeah, I don't know what a balcony
so is. So the kids don't fall off.
No, so it's like the
metal poles.
Yeah,
the
really
okay. Right. Okay.
Balcony and
okay. So you basically have Shesi without Eir. Okay. But says Rav Uzner, you do have something else. What do you have else on that Merpeser, Rav Uzner, on the balcony?
The top railing part?
The top railing part. Excellent. Says every Merpeset, even though it's just Shesi poles, on the top, across the top, it has one what?
Eruv.
So here's the question, Rabbi Isai.
So
comes along the Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says, even if you don't have Shesi constantly, Eruv constantly, going against the Shesi, and you just have in one spot, says the Prima Gadim, he suggests, maybe that would also be good, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chazanish rejects this Prima Gadim. He says, what do you mean? If you want to make it more of a structure, says the Chazon Ish, you need it to be constantly. So let's see the second paragraph. Hine mashikasa de'elin etzdarif ha'makashu rak mechitza shesi. V'tzolomer da'haynu l'das magen avram reishim in tof reish lamed de'elin lasos mechitza shesi im lovod elaba osadalim mechitza. Look at this, everybody said. This is what the poisek hador. This is the poisek hador. He was the poisek hador of Uzner and Bnei Brak. Talmud of the Chazon Ish. And you'll see, he's going to go a little bit against the Chazon Ish. He says, and that which you have a situation of a merpeset which only has shesi, and according to the Magen Avraham, and the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if you don't have four walls, that's going to be problematic. He says, and he quotes the Chazon Ish that disagreed with the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim thought that if you have one cross beam on the top of all those vertical beams, that would already be considered a good mechitza to be shesi ve'erev. But das hagoyna chazanusha tarach b'chol gimel tvachim, every three tvachim, you have to have erev across the shesi. V'cholik ala Prima Gadim. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Prima Gadim. So listen to what Rav Uzner says in the next paragraph. Ibra ayin b'shevet alevi, look what I wrote in Chilek Zayin. Ba'orach b'dasa prima gadim ve'evesiv machloikas arishonim b'tam greivso de shesi. What's the reason Shesi is no good? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah's son in Erevim, Itam She'ena Mechitza Bria. Because it's not a strong Mechitza. If it's only going to have vertical poles, it's not a strong Mechitza. But according to the Das of the Ravid and the Ritva, Mikoyach Din Mechitza, Kevon, De'ikarov Avir Mafsik. The reason why Shesi without Erev is no good is because it just has too much airspace. Nothing to do with the strength of the wall. That's read the Rebbe Kadam Yesh Lahem Makom that the Imakona Echa Shel Barzel Miskayim Tuva the Mechitza Bria LaOrech Shnayim Ubefrat Shel Barzel Mashenkin LaRavid VaRitva Da Chesar Mitzad Avir Atzma. Says the Rav Osner, bottom line, Lamaisa, I think that one could say that this issue of whether or not the crossbeam on top will be good, not needing a crossbeam every three tfachim like the Chazon Ish, is Tali on the Machlokas, the Ravid and the Ritva against the Rabbeinu Yonason. Why is it that Mechitza Shel Shesi is lacking? If you hold Mechitza Shel Shesi is lacking because it's just plain old, not a strong Mechitza, so says Rav Osner, then what? When you have a Mechitza around a Merpeset that has a crossbeam on top, Rabbi Isai, there's no sturdier Mechitza than that. So no one will hold that would be a problem, Mechitza of Shesi below Erev, and you would rely on the Prima Gadim Shita, especially in a situation where it's metal, a metal fence around the Merpeset. It's true, according to the Ravid and the Ritva, that it's based on airspace, so that airspace issue exists equally as much when it's talking about the fence around the Merpeset, whether it's metal or not. But he says, since Rabbeinu Yonason held that the reason a Mechitza of Shesi without Erev is a problem is because it's not sturdy, when you're talking about a mechitza of a merpeset, which has a metal beam across on top, then he thinks the Prima Gadim Svara would for sure be accepted, and you would be able to rely on such a mechitza. So says the Rav Osner, he thinks that again, according to the Marishah, he says that mechitza is what? Kosher v'yosher. It has shesi. And even according to what the Magen Avraham, so in this case you only had three sides, he thinks that you can rely on the Prima Gadim, which has support from many of the Rishonim, that this, especially in a case where a sturdy wall, this would be enough of a Shesi Ve'erev. Now, bottom line, Rabbi Yisrael, before I close this up, yeah?
What's the other opinion of why Shesi isn't good enough?
Okay. Airspaces. So that wouldn't make a difference how sturdy it is. So the Rav Osner is suggesting that perhaps the Machlek is the Chazon Ish and the Prima Gadim of having one crossbeam would be potentially Tali on the Machlek is Rishonim, but he thinks that again, for sure, you would have the Rabbeinu Yonason in a situation where the mechitza is extra sturdy of a metal beam. But the Chazon Ish thought that you have to have a crossbeam every three tefachim, and it's not enough, like the Prima Gadim, to have one on top. So there's more to rely on in the situation of a merpeset because you have the crossbeam on top and because it is sturdy. But Rabbi Yisai, bottom line, and I close the sugya with this. The Bikuri Yaakov, who is Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, the Orach Laner, the Chazon Ish, and the Beis Meir, all read our Tosfos Kipshuto, not like the Magen Avraham, not like the Marsha, and they come out, Rabbi Yisrael, listen to this, Lahalacha, they paskin, that our Sugya on Dav Zayin is Shelo Aliba Dehuchas. And they come out la'alacha, that Tosfos is paskening le'halacha, that lavud is not allowed to be used. No matter if you have four walls, no matter if you have three walls, no matter if you have shesi, no matter if you have eriv, and Rabbi Yisai, they say, come on. Like the Chazon Ish asks, without our fancy razzle-dazzle Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, where have we found anywhere in Sukkah that there's a distinction between four or three mechitzas? The Mefarshim say, read the Tosfos. Tosfos rejected the idea of distinguishing between four and three mechitzas. Bottom line, he suggested that and he rejected it. And what does he say at the end? He says that this is a mechitza of Shesi without Erev, and he doesn't say anything about what? Dafka being Alibid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, like the Marsha. So Rabbi said, come along, all these groups of a Gedolim, the Beis Meir, the Chazon Ish, the Arch Laner, the Bikuri Yaakov, and they paskin la'alacha, no lavud. So now, if you would ask the Chazon Ish, Pasha, this is not good, right?
Happens to be the Chazon Ish was the one who was makel by the canvas. But this is no good. Even according to the Magen Avraham, it's only good if you have on the fourth side. And even according to the Maharsha, it's only good if you have Shesi. Right? Not so simple. But again, Rabbi Yisai, keep in mind, although all these Gedolim, I just wanted to be honest with you, I happen to think that's the Pashut read of the Taisis. Taisis didn't say anything about being specifically within Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda's opinion. Taisis rejected the distinction between 3 and 4. And Taisis just says, this is a no good mechitza. My problem with this pshat is to say that our Gemara is lo alibi de hilchasa. This brisa is shaloka hilchasa, but something's got to give. So Rabbi Yisai, keep in mind, you're trying to fulfill a chumra over here, especially if you have lovage straps on four sides in some way, shape, or form. You have the Mishnah Brura, who paskin like the Magen Avraham. So in order to fulfill this chumra, I would for sure tell people that you're in fulfillment of the chumra, because the Mishnah Brura l'maisa paskin like the Magen Avraham. But to be honest, Rabbi Yisai, for the sugya, and to just be intellectually honest about all the opinions, the Chazon Ish, the Beis Meir, and the Bikur Yaakov read the Pashtus of Tosos and made our sugya shelo alibi dehilchasa and would invalidate any structure with any lovud, both vertical and horizontal, lehalacha. So that's the way. What?
If you have a canvas, though.
So if you have a canvas, that's what I'm saying. You're being machmir.